For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blaming Google for negative press he's been receiving lately, saying the positive press is being withheld. He tweeted, Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. This is a very serious situation. Will be addressed.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful. We have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in.
Google denies they're manipulating search results to keep conservative voices quiet. The president is considering regulating social media such as Facebook and Google. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has the full support of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says President Trump must not fire Sessions or interfere in the Russia probe.
For the sake of American justice and the investigation, allowing someone who is right now an unindicted co-conspirator, as the president is, in very serious criminal wrongdoing, in fact, law-breaking relating to corruption of his own election, would be a grave mistake. And I agree with the majority leader that Jeff Sessions ought to stay where he is.
Caught unaware by the new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, Canada's top diplomat is rejoining talks to remain part of the new NAFTA. Trade attorney Dan Yutso.
I think the impact will be felt by suppliers in the supply chain. The Detroit 3 doesn't pass on the cost to the consumers. They pass it on to the suppliers. And so that's where we may see some tensions and potential layoffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study says air pollution is damaging people's mental abilities. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences claims that air pollution is particularly tough on cognitive abilities of older men. Researchers studied test scores of more than 31,000 people in China who were exposed to a lot of air pollution between 2010 and 2014. Data showed both verbal and math scores fell as people were exposed to air pollution over short and longer periods of time. The study leader says the damage air pollution has on aging brains likely poses substantial health and economic costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump cuts a deal with the president of Mexico. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
We're going to call it the United States-Mexico trade agreement.
The two sides have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump calls disastrous for the United States.
And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
The president in the Oval Office speaking by phone through a translator with the president of Mexico. President Trump says negotiations with Canada up next.
Canada will start negotiations shortly. I'll be calling the prime minister very soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.